One of the House Democrats who says he's still not sure how he'll vote on the health bill is Indiana Congressman Brad Ellsworth. He voted in favor last November, but Ellsworth wonders if the current bill would allow federal funds to be used for abortions. As NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, he's facing pressure from advocates on both sides of that debate.
Indiana Congressman Brad Ellsworth is a Blue Dog Democrat. He's a pro-gun, anti-abortion, fiscal conservative. He supported health care reform last November after an amendment was added that prohibited federal funds from being used for abortions. Labor groups and others lauded the congressman for his vote, and now they've launched a million-dollar ad campaign urging him and other wavering Democrats to support the Senate version.
Right here in Indiana, we've seen our rates go up by 10, 15, even 21% in just the past few weeks. Remember, if the insurance companies win, we lose. Tell Congressman Brad Ellsworth to keep standing up for us.
Ellsworth says he's studying the current bill's language. He says he won't be able to support it if he thinks it could result in federal money paying for abortions. To complicate matters for Ellsworth, he's considered a leading candidate to replace retiring Indiana Senator Evan Bayh. Republican strategists had already planned to use Ellsworth's November vote against him, and they say it's time for the congressman to tell his constituents where he stands. Ellsworth represents a big swath of southwest Indiana, and he has a district office in Terre Haute, about 75 miles west of Indianapolis. Once a week, members of the Kiwanis Club of Greater Terre Haute meet in a popular cafeteria not far from Ellsworth's office. About 15 people showed up for this week's meeting, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, a few college kids, plus middle-aged and elderly adults. This is a Democratic but conservative area. President Obama won the state in 2008. He lost the Ellsworth district by 4 points. Health care is on the agenda of the club this night, and later some stayed behind to discuss the health care bill. Their opinions were as split as Congress.
Can I just first ask, does everybody have health insurance?
Yes.
Retired school teacher Jerry Black says Congressman Ellsworth should vote for the health care bill. She says it's not much different from the bill he voted for last year. And she adds Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has said that public funds won't be used to pay for abortions under this legislation.
And so if she's speaking the truth, then whoever is saying that abortion is in there is really stretching a point.
I don't care what Nancy Pelosi says.
Ron Reeves, a retired engineer, says Congressman Ellsworth must have a reason for thinking the bill would allow federal funds for abortions.
He's in her party. He ought to know whether it's there or not. And if he says it must be there, he wouldn't be on the fence.
45-year-old Jeff Jensen, who works in military intelligence, says if Ellsworth has concerns about the bill, he should vote against it.
Absolutely. Because, I think I'm part of the silent majority, and I do my talking at the ballot box. I don't run around town with signs. And if he votes for that, I'll vote against him.
Jensen's mother, Mary Jensen, a retired school teacher, had a much different view.
I believe in health care for everyone. I work with a lot of disadvantaged children in my volunteer life. I also am very much pro-choice.
Jensen says the health reform bill may not be perfect, but it's time for Congress to act. And retired political science professor Bob Puckett agreed with her.
Something has to be done for the 30-plus million people without insurance. And if we don't do something now, it's going to be another 20, 30, or 40 years before they even have the guts to try it again.
In the days leading up to the vote, Brad Ellsworth and other undecided congressmen will be the primary focus for both sides in the health care debate. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.